Just about a century ago, the suffrage movement led to a many of things, both directly and indirectly, one of them being the prohibition on alcohol. Today, very different movement is here, although I don't know how very different it could be, but that is the marijuana movement. And I know an astute man who has been studying every square inch of this issue over the last several months. Good morning, Professor Kimball.
Good morning, Larry. Yes, we've been looking at the legalization of marijuana, not just here in the United States, but also within our neighbors to the north in Canada and in the south in Mexico. And I think it's important, before we get into where we are today, where the issue has been over the last 40, 50 years. If we take a look here at the United States, roughly in the late 1960s, early 1970s, when we started studying this topic, it was around 12, 13% of people that supported legalization of marijuana. And that number increased slightly up to the low 20s in the 1980s. But if you remember, 1980s was a big anti-drug decade where "just say no" was the popular phrase created by the first lady at the time, Nancy Reagan. And then we get into the 90s, and the numbers stay very consistent in those low 20s. Around 2000, all of a sudden we see a change in attitudes about marijuana, and it starts to increase popularity. It goes from about 25% during the Clinton years up to about 35% during the Bush years. And by the time President Obama takes office, now we're into the low 40%. And by the time President Trump took office, we were into the 60s. So currently we're looking at a very popular issue on marijuana legalization, but it has a lot of different components. It's got medical marijuana, it's got the recreational marijuana, but then we also have to think about long-term consequences of this and how this might affect healthcare industry, particularly with the medical marijuana. And then also, how does it influence the different party affiliations? Are Republicans more opposed than Democrats? And that is what we're seeing in our numbers. It was actually independents that were the ones who were most favorable towards marijuana legalization. But then, as I said, we got to look up above and below where we live here. And above, up in Canada, they have very high approval as well for recreational marijuana. That's up in the high 60s, low 70%. But then down in Mexico, it's kind of the opposite. They're okay with medical marijuana. They're about three quarters approve of that. But similarly, three quarters also disapprove of the recreational. So actually, as you take a look at our continent, from the south to the north, it increases in popularity for recreational use as opposed to just in Canada, in Mexico, where it would be less favorable for recreational use.
So how about this? And this is an issue that you've actually been looking at many a times. And that's NAFTA. Donald Trump, he made a huge issue of NAFTA on the campaign. It's still a lot of bravado going on there as well. How does marijuana fit in there? Does it all?
So if you've listened to Senator Chuck Grassley out of Iowa or some of the other politicians, especially in the Midwest, in the agricultural area, they're very concerned about the NAFTA bill and what it'll do to local farmers. Well, if we kind of look up from a larger or look down from a larger viewpoint, marijuana is going to fit within this this area, this industry, and we'll have to discuss legally what's going to be allowed to be traded over the borders. Because if marijuana becomes legalized in the United States and it becomes legalized in Canada, now can these countries trade with this new product? And then what will be the outcome of that on local economies? So that's something that's going to be real interesting to look at. We've seen in the past that people with different backgrounds and experiences obviously have a different way of looking at events. And I think marijuana will be one of those people that have seen it in gangs and they've seen it in their neighborhoods will have a different opinion about this topic than folks who maybe are more rural areas of the country. But that's what we're really digging into over these last couple of weeks. And next week, we should be ready to report out what we're finding as far as similarities and differences between our Canadian neighbors and ourselves. And then the following week, hopefully, we'll have our Mexican data available and be able to compare all three countries on this topic.
Emerson Polling continues its Marijuana March campaign with next Monday's Emerson College Polling Weekly Podcast. That podcast, like them all, are available on iTunes, Stitcher, and the CLNS Media Network mobile app. And you can follow Emerson Polling on Facebook and Twitter at Emerson Polling.